ladies and gentlemen, you're now rocking with the sounds of the wonderful crew of the Get Up. We have the skipper, Mr. Simplistic.
Yeah, baby.
The black ginger, Toddy. And it's me, my island, Dubious One. Those notes.
Float, float on.
Stop, just stop. I'm not.
The
not
Get
trying.
Up.
Huh?
I'm not doing this.
What?
It's One Caribbean Radio, The Get Up. Every Saturday from 10 to 2 p.m. Toddy, Dubious One, and Simplistic.
Dubs, everybody's a critic.
What up? You're listening to The Get Up.
It's you.
With Simplistic.
They say what's happening, homie.
And Dubious One.
Yes, sir.
Oh man, Dubs, we are back, man, and this is definitely a good show today,
yes.
Brother. Oh yeah, yeah, I tell you, man, Toddy, you missed the good one.
Yes,
so, we got on the line. I got a little special treat. Hold on, let me let this bump in the background for them for a second.
Shouty or hate it, thickums. I've been disrespecting you with the same.
You guys figured out who I got on the line here?
Talking this way for so long, girl.
Not yet.
That don't jump off.
I see you, Shireen. I see you. All right, you got it. You know who's on the line.
The B word, the H word, or anything.
All right. Enough of that. Let me see. Good morning. Guess say good afternoon. Noel, you there?
What's shaking, baby? Y'all good?
Yes, sir. New York Tri-State Internet family, man. We got Noel Gordine on the line. Noel, what's good, man? Pleasure to have you.
Hey, man. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm feeling blessed and highly favored over here. We got Super Bowl Sunday on the horizon.
Oh, man.
Real excited, man.
Well, you know, before we even go any further, I got to ask you, man, who you taking? Giants or Patriots, man? Who you going with?
Come on, man. I was born in Brockton, Massachusetts, man. I mean Brockton, Boston.
Can I got to step in for a second, though.
Wait, you ain't really appreciate. You ain't even let the man finish, man.
I understand, but I'm just dubious, you know, Simplistic's partner, Noel. And I just have to say, you know, I'm Brooklyn born and raised, so I know it's gonna what you're about to say, and I just felt the need, like I would just jump in to just cut you off. You really want to say it?
Yo, Noel, I got your back, man. I said I'm going with the Patriots also. Man. I got your back.
I mean, I'm just happy that, I mean, the East Coast pretty much, you know, sewed it up again. And we're there again to you know, have that rematch. And
that we can agree on.
That's just what it is. Everybody's watching the East Coast this weekend.
That we can agree on.
Now, yo, Dubs, can I start my interview
right
now?
I'm sorry. I got a little amped up. I'm backing off in the corner.
All right, man. So, Noel, man, the track in the background, we got the track Beautiful off of the Fresh The Definition album, right? The album which is out right now, man. Tell the people, what was your inspiration behind this, and how did this track come together?
Well, I did this record with the genius of a writer that's worked with so many people in the industry, Ryan Tobey. A lot of people know him from City High.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we was just sitting there, and, you know, he had really already started it. And I came in, you know, when it was already in motion. But I came in, and I was just like, yo, man, this is something that's really relevant at this point in time, because there's so much music on the radio, Tavon, and that's just speaking, lyrically speaking, that condescending and you know, just degrading women and disrespecting. And I just thought that it was really relevant to make a record like this, because, you know, we need to get back to that good old-fashioned respect, and especially at this point in time and the economy and the way that you know, the violence is going with the economy and going down, and the numbers of violence is going up, and domestic violence and such. So, you know, we just thought it was time to harken back to that good old-fashioned respect and put something different out on the radio waves. And, you know, it was a testament to people wanting to hear something different the way it shot up the Billboard chart. So, you know, feeling blessed about that.
Definitely.
Positive music.
Yeah, definitely. So, Noah, how do you categorize your music? Do you think of yourself as neo-soul, R&B? Like, I mean, what exactly do you categorize your music? Or do you don't categorize yourself? I mean, which one is it?
Well, before I say soul, I never say neo.
Okay.
I mean, because soul has been around for a long time, and there's nothing new about soul.
True indeed, true
so,
indeed.
I mean, I just think soul is a you know, a characteristic, a feel of the music. I mean, it's hard to put your finger on what soul is, but when it's missing, you know it. You know what I'm saying? So I always categorize my music as soul, but also as R&B, because, you know, it's just got that rhythm and blues. The music just feels like the classic rhythm and blues, and that's what I go for. I pride myself on making music that is not just for the times, the fad music, the microwave music, if you will, that's hot for a second and dries up and is out of your mind within the next, you know, month or two. I'm trying to make music that can stand the test of time, will not dust up. You know, even if it does, you can blow it off and still put it in, and it sounds like it was just like it had just came out yesterday. So, you know, that's what's really important to me. I always call my music soul R&B. That's just what I do, because I put my all into it every time I'm in the booth. And, you know, it's just the type of music and the legacy that I want to continue from the earlier years. It's the great soul artists of the 50s, 60s, 70s, and on up to today.
True indeed, man. I definitely hear that. So you've been compared to the greats like Marvin Gaye, Sam Cooke, and even D'Angelo. Who would you say are some of your musical influences?
Man, I tell you what, first and foremost, I have to say I'm not worthy of those,
what?
You know, comparisons. But it, I mean, it feels great.
This guy's a humble man.
I mean, it feels great to be compared with artists such as those. I mean, I grew up listening to whatever my pop was listening to his, in his old 71 Granville, the Pontiac, you know. So it was all the Sam Cooks, the Marvin Gaye's, Al Green's, Otis Redding, Johnny Taylor, Tyrone Davis, Jerry Butler. You know, that was the type of music that I was listening to when I was growing up, and it's still the type of music that I listen to. You know, riding to high school, I had my hoopty, and whoever was riding with me was like, yo, you love this old music, you know. And after a while, I take it out and put something new in, they were like, yo, man, what's up with that old music? You know, it's just something about that music, the heart and soul that was put into it. You know, it wasn't made to make a hot ringtone or nothing. It was just, you know, they got into the studio, stayed in there 12 hours, and got something hot from their heart and soul. And, you know, those are the influences that I have to live on. And, you know, when I go in, I'm starting to work on a new album now. So those are the records that I listen to for inspiration, as well as some artists that are out today. But mostly from the artists from yesteryears, you know.
True indeed, man. I definitely hear that, man. So, I mean, some people, you have this new album here, which I'll be honest, one of my favorites. My favorite track on this album is Not Around. That's my favorite track on this album. I definitely feel that. What's the concept behind that track, right? I mean, because this one here, Not Around, is a pretty serious topic there, man. So can you tell the people about that track there?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the record Not Around, I did that with, I wrote it with my man Cornbread, Alvin Garrett from Birmingham. It was produced by my man Rio. What's up, Rio? I'm going to be working with him again. He's a genius. He's worked with a lot of people in the industry. You know, the record is just about, you know, not taking for granted what you have. I mean, it sounds cliche, but a lot of people really don't get it. You know, it's not until you're not around, or she's not around, you have that argument, or she leaves for a period of time, and, you know, you really don't get it. When you can still reach her at 2 days, you know, 2 days apart, and she still come home, you can reach her at a mama or a sister's house or something like that, everything is good. Mm-hmm. But when she gone 5, 6 days, a week, 2 weeks, you know, you really start to realize what life is all about. And it's all about that partnership, that kinship, and, you know, having somebody, a counterpart that you can really, really grow with and see yourself growing old with. So, you know, that's what this record is all about. You know, it's like being in a phone booth without a quarter. You know, it's like not having that essential part of your life, you know, not being able to breathe when your counterpart is not around. That's what that record is about. But it's just that music that, you know, I do take from real life instances in relationships that I've been through or going through, or, you know, some things and instances in and around my family. I'm very family oriented, so we all talk. And, you know, and I mean, it's just, if you open your eyes, you'll get inspiration from anywhere, especially in these days and times with the divorce rate, at the rate in which it is, the unfortunate rate in which it is. And, you know, you just open our eyes and get inspiration from anywhere. So I think that record, you know, Not Around, is, you know, it's significant, man. I mean, just as well as Beautiful is. So, you know, it's a blessing to be able to work on music like this and be able to impact and touch people's lives.
Definitely. So, Noel, I know a lot of people love the first album, man, After My Time, which contained that big hit, The River. Yeah. this new album, Fresh the Definition, how did you come up with that title concept coming from the first album, saying from My Time After? How did that, how should I say, progression into Fresh the Definition? Because that's a serious title, man.
I appreciate that. I mean, that, you know, after leaving Sony, after my first album, after My Time, you know, I went into a, I mean, we had differences, creative differences.
Okay.
We really didn't see, you know, the same path that we wanted, the same type of music that we wanted to represent me.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, we had to part ways. And after that, you know, I pretty much went into a little, I flipped into a little depression. And, you know, I mean, it's I think it's typical.
Mm-hmm.
But I slipped, and I wasn't, you know, keeping in contact with my family. And people know that I'm very family-oriented. And I lost relationships and lost touch with God. I stopped praying and things of that nature. And pretty much my family pretty much came up and had an intervention for me.
Okay.
You know, my brother sat me down in front of the computer and looked up my YouTube views and said, you know, there's people out there that love you, man. And,
right.
You know, get back up, get back in the studio, start writing again. Do things that are inspirational for you,
mm-hmm.
and things that keep you going. So, you know, I started getting back up and writing and getting back into it. And one of the first records that I started writing was brand new off the new album, after my Fresh the Definition, which is number 4, which happens to be my favorite record.
Okay.
I started writing that one first. And, you know, the secondary title of that record is called Fresh. And, you know, I always had in my head when I was working on the album, I was like, Fresh. I want this album to be called Fresh because I'm getting my brand new start. I'm starting fresh with you know, rejuvenated, not just as an artist, but as a man coming out of that dark place that I was in. And, you know, it always was fresh. But then I went to the studio, and I was working with Courtney Harrell on that day. She was on a record on the new album, Fresh the Definition, called Save Our Love. And she said, you know, you're looking at the whole definition of fresh, so why don't you just do the fresh semicolon, the definition? And from there, it just stuck, man. I mean, I just wanted it to be that lighthearted, you know, bright spots, you know, which was contrary to where I was 6 months earlier. So, you know, being in that dark place and coming out and being able to work on this album, which was so easy for me, you know, as opposed to after my time where we didn't have the same creative, you know, perspective, so to speak, with the powers that be over at Sony at the time. So, you know, it was so easy to work on this album, Fresh the Definition, and being able to work with the tight-knit producers and writers that we worked with. You know, it was just such a pleasure to be able to work on this and have the title in which I had from the very start, being able to stick, you know. So it was great, 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 great whole record-making process.
So this new label that you're on is Mass Appeal. Is that your label or is that a... independently, how was
it? Mass Appeal. It was Mass Appeal with E1,
okay.
As a distributor.
Okay.
So, you know, it was a great. It was great being over there with them and being able to have that creative freedom and do what I felt, you know, as an artist. I mean, because it's really important to be able to do that as an artist and have that creative freedom.
Okay. So and I heard something which is pretty interesting. I actually like. I heard that you manage all your social medias. Is that true? Like your Facebook and your Twitter, you're very involved, hands-on?
Absolutely. Me and me alone.
Okay.
You know, it's always good. Sometimes my manager will post some things that I'm still trying to learn.
Mm-hmm.
You dig? Like some of the things with the posts, and I'm not good at that, like the whole posting links and all of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So my manager helps me out with that. But as far as all the personal messaging and stuff like that and getting back to people and responding to messages, and yeah, that's all me. I mean, I take pride in that. I'm never too busy to do that. Even if I'm in a car, I'm in transit to sound check or a show, I can still get in a couple of minutes to respond to a fan, a faithful fan, or what have you. You know, I find that that's, I think a lot of artists do not take the time to do that. And I think it's, I don't know. I just don't think they're really showing the appreciation that they need to be. You know, I appreciate my fans, each and every one of them. And it's the reason... they're the reason why I'm able to do what I'm doing.
True indeed. So being that you're so hands-on, has there ever been one of the craziest maybe messages a fan has ever written you that has left such a deep impact on you? Because being that you're so hands-on, a lot of people, you know, their management cares of these things, and they don't actually, you know what's being written or said to them. So being that you're so hands-on, has there ever been any crazy messages that you ever received and you're like, wow, that just, you know, had played such an impact on me?
There's been two. There's one 15-year-old girl had hit me, and this was right after Beautiful had broke into the top 15 on Billboard.
Okay.
And she said, you know, Noelle, I thank you for making this record. And, you know, it only enforces what my mom's been telling me for the last 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. And this is a 15-year-old kid, man, saying right. this. And, you know, I wrote back to her and I said, your mom is right. You know, carry yourself with the you know, respect and know and demand respect because you are beautiful. And, I mean, that was one that really, really struck my heart cores, man. And it was like a vindication for me to be doing what I'm doing. And, you know, knowing that I am blessed to be able to write and sing words that people are listening to. And not just listening, but, you know, taking from the message. There was another one where a brother, he was down south here, and he said he listened to the river. And he got in touch with his long-lost love from high school and just after high school. And he said that they were about to get married that next month and a half from the message that he wrote. And I mean, I think that's just great. He said it was that you know, that feeling that he got from the record that brought him back. It was that nostalgic feeling that he got back in touch with her, and for some reason they had fallen apart, and okay. he gotten back, and they were talking and dating and started courting again, and then they were getting married a month and a half after the message that he had wrote me. So that was special as well. And wow. to know, you know, that I'm bringing people together and mm-hmm. heeding the messages in the records is truly special, man.
I got to call you the love doctor, man.
And he's so humble about
yeah,
it, too.
Yeah, you know. Just healed a couple of relationships. Nothing big.
So, hey, man, I'm just doing my part, man. Trying to do my part, you know. And it's, I mean, it's tough, though, when you see a lot of other music that I don't think is really doing its justice on the, you know, public. And I mean, namely speaking, the younger kids, mm-hmm. you know, to see that music get all the light that it is. And someone like Anthony Hamilton is just getting to the point in which he should have been at 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's disheartening. But I'm hoping we're on the road to repairing this industry and making it the way it used to be in the 60s and 70s. So,
true indeed, with quality music.
That's my concern right now.
Listen, it's artists like you that need to fight for it, because a lot of these other artists, they don't even want to accept the role that they play in a lot of the younger generation's life. So it's a beautiful thing, man. More power to you.
Definitely.
I appreciate that. Appreciate that.
Definitely, man. So before we wrap it up, we ain't going to take too much of your time, man. Noelle, man, give the people some access to you, man. Let them know how they can find you on Twitter, Facebook. I mean,
you can get all these love letters today.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I know. Noelle. Right?
Save my man.
Well, I appreciate that. They can get at me. Check out my website. We just got up pretty much the shell of it. You know, new year, new look and everything. So we're still working on that. If anybody has any suggestions, they can leave it on the website. It's noellegourdin.com, NoelGourdin. I'm on Facebook. People, I have a personal page and a band page. So if you join my personal page, hit up my band page as well. It's at noellegourdin, NoelGourdin. Once again, and on Twitter, my handle is at Noelle Gourdin, once again, NoelGourdin. And I do work my own pages, so if you get a reply, it is from me. And I appreciate y'all giving me this opportunity, you know, and it's a blessing.
Definitely, man. We definitely thank you for logging on, I should say. Actually, you know what? Gotta love the ladies, man. They hit me up right now saying, let Noelle know we love his voice, his lyrics, his melody, and his soul.
What,
we
they
appreciate
weren't listening?
It.
They were listening.
They appreciate it.
They were Google over his voice. The man just said, just hit him up directly.
Oh, man, that feels good. You know, that's another vindication point, man. It lets me know what I'm doing. Is what I'm supposed to be doing. So I appreciate it.
Definitely, man. So, Noelle, thank you once again. Noelle, hold the line, man. I'm going to talk to you quick.
Wait,
fast.
And
oh, you
I
got
just
something?
Want,
oh,
I just
okay.
want to say, Noelle, you know, like I jumped down your throat in the beginning. May the best team win tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. It's going to be a good game. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, sir.
Definitely, man. Noelle, I'm going to leave them off with Puppet, man. Hold the line, Noelle.
The Get Up. Get Up with Simplistic, Dubious One, and Toddy.
Simplistic, playing something for the ladies.
I can't help it when my hands cry. caress your skin, and I can't help it when my arms just pull you in. Girl, I can't help it when my fingers run through your hair, and I can't help it when my lips try to kiss you there. I can't help myself when your back, and I can't help it when my sweat drips down your neck like that. I can't help it that my ears love when you call my name, and I can't help it that my eyes want to see everything. I can't help myself when I'm with you.
Into the ghetto.